Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
And joining me in the KRDO Business Connection studio is Mr. Clint Dufresne. And Clint is the owner of Level One Homes. Clint, you have a very special way of approaching home building. But first, let's introduce you and talk a little bit about your background. How did you find your way into this business?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was building here in the mid-80s. I had two parade homes in 1986. And then when the market went down, I got out of the building business and went into the real estate business. And I've been with RE/MAX since 1997. One day, my wife and I, we were sitting in our ranch home in the living room watching this 22-inch TV when I had remodeled the downstairs walkout basement with a large big screen TV and so on. And I said to the wife, I says, we live in a ranch home, but we never go downstairs. I wonder how many other people are doing the same thing. And so I started asking people, all my clients and all the people I could run into, and everyone said that they never went downstairs. And of course, I realized they never went out in the backyard unless I mowed the grass. So I started thinking about the process of putting together a company that would build a one-level home, a home without the basement, where you could have everything on one level with no steps in or out of the home. And so I started working on that. We put together different engineering aspects and different engineers and so on so that we could create a one-level home, highly efficient, all on one level with no steps in or out.
So virtual barrier-free entry, exit, that one-level living, it brings up a lot of images in my mind of all kinds of people who will greatly benefit from single-level living, from the convenience aspect all the way to aging in place.
Well, that's exactly right. Our homes are designed all with wider hallways, wider doorways, kitchens where the islands are placed a little further away from the cabinets, so you have more space to maneuver around. We do not build ADA compliant, but our homes are designed to be easily remodeled into a fully ADA compliant if needed.
And when we get to ADA compliance, we're talking about wider hallways and doorways. You need, is it still 36 inches of clearance in a doorway to get something like a wheelchair through?
Yes, it is. And all of our doors are 36-inch doors. All the main doors, I should say, to all the rooms and so on are all 36-inch doors. And hallways are generally 42 inches or wider, so they're nice and wide. All of our entryways are zero clearance. We try to do ADA sills whenever possible, but of course, some things that are cost prohibitive to do without doing it specifically for ADA. So ADA is something that's very hard to comply with. There are lots of little nuances, so we build that you can do it, but most people probably won't need it.
Okay. So aging in place is not the big segment of your audience. It's just that nice, convenient idea of living on a single level is probably your widest audience.
That is the widest audience. What we're seeing right now, most of our clients are thinking about the future, but they really like the idea of having all of their living on one level. Even younger couples like the idea of the children not being, you know, on a different level. Of course, they may change their mind when they're teenagers, but for right now, younger couples are looking at that. But we do have people that are looking at our product as the last home they'll ever need to own.
That's an interesting thing. Are you working with retirees or pre-retirees?
Yes, we're working with both. As a matter of fact, we have finished or just about ready to finish a couple homes for people that are retired. And then, of course, we've got people that aren't retired yet, but they're thinking about it for the future. And so, and we're full custom. So we design the home exactly the way they want the home and the way they want their last home to be.
Yeah, it sounds like an open, airy, easy to move around in. And as I look at your list of features, building a home with level one, you design it to fit your lifestyle, you say. Your goal is that it will be the last home you ever need or want to build. There are no steps inside or out, as you noticed. This is cool because you think of, if I don't have a basement, where am I going to put my extra stuff? And you're building oversized, insulated, finished garages, in-floor radiant heat in these homes, extra wide doorways and hallways, covered front porches and back patios. And those are just some of the features that set you apart. What are the favorite features that people have you build their homes to include?
The thing that we're seeing that people love the most is the in-floor radiant heat. And then, of course, our homes are very efficient, 2x6 walls. We use raised heel trusses, which a lot of people don't even know what that is, but that gives you the opportunity to have the full complement of 13 to 14 inches of insulation all the way to the exterior, even above the walls. So building it, for instance, our home right now in Flying Horse, the heating bill for the last 2 months was $68 for our model home. We keep the temperature there at 70 degrees. My home is 4,100 square feet, and that heating bill was $101 last month and $128 the previous month. So the in-floor radiant heat is a very efficient system, and people were finding that leads to a lot of comfort. And, of course, ceiling-mounted air conditioning, which some people are opting for in Colorado Springs, is, again, the most comfortable place for the air conditioning to come out of the ceiling.
Are you building traditional ceilings or a combination of vaulted ceilings and traditional?
Again, we're full custom, so it really depends on what the client is looking for. But we try to do something dramatic or something interesting with our ceilings. Most of our homes have 10-foot ceilings throughout the home, or at least 9-foot and 10-foot in the main living area.
Yeah, which is really, really nice, especially when you need the heat in the summertime to float up, unless, of course, you have opted for air conditioning. And how often do we use air conditioning in this city?
Well, we have a client that I told him what to do was to close the windows when it gets warmer outside than inside. And so that's what they did. And so I asked them at the end of the summer, I asked them about their heating bills, and they said, well, by the way, how the air conditioning work for you? And they says, well, we turned it on once September to see if it worked. They never turned it on.
Which is a product of, it sounds like you're going past code requirements. You're almost overbuilding in a sense when it comes to comfort inside your homes, but also insulation, high R value. Of course, I can picture the kind of trusses that you're describing that have a very deep bay to allow for a great deal of insulation. So you are, now here's where I get old school on you. Are you R30 in the walls or higher?
No, wait, the walls are an R19. They end up about an R21 with a stucco exterior. People have talked about that, and they talk about, you know, spending a lot of money on insulation in Colorado really doesn't. I always look for anything we do in a home, we look for payback. And, you know, going much more than what the R19 is, we're finding it hard to see payback.
So your homes are start to finish, one stop. We contact you, and we can get a look at some of the work that you do at level1homes.com.
That's correct.
That's level1homes.com. And then I'm ready to build a home. How do I get a hold of you, Clint?
Just give me a call and we'll set up a time to meet in our office. It's usually the best way. That's where all of my resources are and I can better answer all of your questions.
And what's your turn time from design to concept to final build?
Because it's a custom home and we try to accommodate what you're looking for, you need to really plan in about one full year.
Okay. Okay.
You know, for your time. So if you want to be moving in a year, you better be contacting me now.
And at the end of that year, you're going to be a very happy new level one homeowner. Clint Dufresne, a real privilege to represent you here to be able to represent your brand here at KRDO. We appreciate what you do, love the concept, and we do hope to hear more from you in the future. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The KRDO Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7. You're listening to KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.